Challenge accepted.
All right, welcome to our sixth installment now, a video content challenge where the question is, climbers, how do you get to seven? Rotational format programming to a captive audience was an amazing methodology for pounding a song hook into the minds of the consumers and getting them hooked on that song. But on digital, the consumer gets to decide what they're going to listen to. And if you think about this, guys, your favorite pieces of video content that are random, not from somebody you know, an artist you know, a brand that you love, but just random that shows up. If you watch it once, that's usually it. And it could be amazing and you loved it. Maybe you watch it twice, but by the third time, if you get prompted, if it comes in your feed a third time, your brain says, I've already seen this. So we try to cook up a bunch of different video content ideas that can help an artist put different video content out with the same hook to get people to listen to that song, that hook, at least seven times. That's the idea behind this. So some of the content we cook up could be really great for the music video. Some of it could be great for the lyric video. And all the rest of the ideas we come up with should be great for little pieces of like 30-second content, just the hook, that you can put out to get people to listen to that hook again. So, quick disclaimer, the audio is going to be a little weird because I'm in a hotel in Orlando at a digital marketing conference and I don't have my rig with me that I normally have. So, sorry about that, but this is well worth it because we've got a really killer, amazing up-and-coming artist that was one of the breakout stars at the Nashville Nights International Songwriting Festival over in Denmark. And when I mean breakout, I mean breakout. We did a bunch of interviews with a bunch of artists. And of course, we got the heavy hitters, the major label artists, the big, big legendary hit songwriters. I asked them all the same question, Brent. I think I told you this over the phone. Mm-hmm. Any breakout performances or songs or breakout artists that just got you turning your head like, wow, like who's that? Keep an eye on that person. I got two names. The same two names from all of them, which was fascinating. Mm-hmm. And also not fascinating at the same time, like kind of predictable, right? Kind of understandable. And one of them is our artist guest today, Emma Zink. Emma, welcome to the Climb Podcast.
How's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what we're going to do first is we're going to listen to this song and let you guys get hip to this. Emma, do you want to just give a little talk about maybe just a little less than a minute? What made you write the song? What was the impetus behind this? Like, how did this song come about?
Yeah, so anybody that knows me knows that I have a little bit of an issue not being on time all the time. And I just decided one day, I was like, what if we just write a song about this? Like, just like a playful, fun thing. So I'm like, I either need to stop being late or I need to write a song about it. And we just kind of did. And rather than kind of being ashamed of it, I just kind of owned it. And it's just like a fun, playful song. I feel like talking about being late all the time and saying, you know what, even though I'm late, I'm still going to show up and do a good job or be the person that I'm going to be. And everybody's going to love me and they're going to forget about me being late in the end. So that's kind of what this song is about.
Nice. I already relate to the first part of that.
All right. Well, let's give a quick listen here. So this is Worth the Wait by Emma Zink. And then we're going to come back and we're going to do this video content challenge.
My reasons, I'm always leaving.
miss me. Come on now, have a little patience. Gonna own every minute I'm taking. Might take a sec, I ain't FedEx. And if the place ain't popping, I ain't there yet. Always running behind. Baby, good things take sweet time. I'm the latest, but I'm the greatest. And when I make it, I'm gonna make it worth the wait. Yeah, worth the wait.
Was cool.
The very cool song. Very cool. I'll dig it.
So two things, because I got to gush a little bit about the girl here. Number one, I saw her perform this multiple times at the festival. She's fantastic live, very stylistic, very unique kind of a thing going on. And not for nothing, she plays a fire out of the guitar, y'all. Like lead wise, I remember that one show you did with Eric Paisley. And you just kind of jumped in on a lead section right there, and he just turns his head. And I remember him just pointing at you and gave you like another 8 bars. Hey, keep going. And then through the rest of that round, he's just like, Emma, do another lead. Like, so he was like loving the way you play guitar, which I thought was really cool too. So just a little shout out there. Wow, I've got so many ideas that are exploding in my head. So before we start, let's let the artist – did you ever have some ideas on – what this music video would look like? Because I know you're going to be thinking about the music video
for sure.
The stuff we're going to be talking about here will be like a little foreign to you, but I think you think it makes sense, you know?
Yeah. I was kind of thinking it would be kind of cool of like a shot of me like running on a treadmill, you know, like running in place. Because mm-hmm. I can never get somewhere on time. So I'm just like running in place, like singing this song, like, I don't know. Like, I'll get there eventually, or I might never.
Like those nightmares, you're running, but you're like in deep water and you can't, your legs just won't go. Yeah.
Or just like being like.
I like that. Everybody's waiting and you're like, I'm trying, but you're getting nowhere.
There's like a bunch of like clocks or like alarms going off around me and I'm just running in place.
Trying to walk up an escalator that's moving down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be really funny.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the airport, you know, and they have those, whatever, those conveyor belts, you know, going the wrong way on one.
Right.
Yeah.
I was thinking it'd be cool if like the treadmill, like if you take it to different locations, you know, you could change up the scenery behind it. And if there are different ways to show like different places you're late getting to, or even like on the way to some place, like it's almost like the treadmill's moving. You're moving a lot faster than the treadmill's going. And it just like it from scene to scene, it's going to wherever, like in the story of the video you're getting to.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't think about that. It'd be really cool actually to do the same treadmill thing, but everywhere.
It's like I'm going there, but I'm on this treadmill where I'm having to work way harder than I should to get to where I'm going. It's like across the street, but it took me the whole video to get there or whatever. Yeah.
Either like if you're like on the treadmill, like in the bathroom and I'm like trying to curl my hair and like walk at the same time or whatever, or like trying to do my makeup. And then all of a sudden I'm like
jumping off of that idea. What about sort of a video storyline, whether it's a 30-second bit for the chorus or whether it's the whole video, where it starts off with just the setup, right? Of like, Emma, where's Emma? You know, the whole band's waiting. Everybody's waiting at the label. The management's waiting, like, what the hell? And it just sort of rewinds to like what you had to go through to get there, even though you hit the snooze button and you could have been on time, but you're a little late. But it shows like this like amazing catastrophic day. Like it was like 24, the TV show 24, where it's just like one red light after another. You know, you went through a hurricane, a snowstorm, a car accident. You survived. You saved a life. You know, like all these things happened.
Delivered the baby in the taxi cab. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you could just be like going through all this like shit that happened all day. And then I think it'd be cool if I was like trying to make it to a show and then I show up at the very last second and like, I don't know, grab a beer, take a shot. And like, right when we're supposed to play, I come in on like that last chorus, just with like a snarky look, like everything's cool. Everything's fine. Like whatever.
Like, you know, a twist on that could be like, you could go like way over the top on the hurdles that you had to overcome to get to this event. And then all of a sudden it phases out and it's just like all in your head. Like you tell that in the video, like this is just all in your head. And you just hit the long light.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the thing too. I mean, people that run late, I feel like have their list of excuses sometimes where it's like, oh, well, you know, I had to blah, 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 blah. And it's like, in reality, you could have just planned your time a little better and figured it out.
Some other things I was thinking is like, you know, what's worth the wait, right? Mm-hmm. So the low-hanging fruit is video montages of maybe a bunch of different women just getting ready to go out, right? Mm-hmm. And that's sort of like the low-hanging fruit because that's really what that's about. But, you know, you do a bunch of different montages that would give you the opportunity to do a bunch of different women, you know what I mean? Like different ethnicities, different socioeconomic things, and they've all got their way of getting themselves ready to go out. And you could just sort of show this whole breadth of like women united and we're all worth the wait. So it's a very kind of empowerment kind of thing, which would be cool.
That would be really cool. That's cool you say that too, because a lot of women I feel like relate to this song, that for sure they're like, that's like the new like waiting on a woman song, and I'm like, that's really that'd be really cool. They're like, oh girl, I'm the same way. Like I can never get out the door, and I'm like, yeah.
It is, but it's also empowering at the same time because it's like it's going to be worth it. So it kind of owns both sides of it. So it's not too self-deprecating, but I think super relatable.
For sure.
I was thinking if you did the video where it's the treadmill or whatever, getting to the show, like there could be all these extra little pieces of content of like, oh, we didn't even show you the whole ordeal getting there. Almost like the outtakes or the all this whole extra stuff could be extra content, like, you know, with the underneath the course or something like that, like just quick little bits of like kind of a rabbit trail to go down of other little videos and other little things to do. It's like, you didn't even see the whole thing in the video of what it took Emma to get to the show on, or not even on time, but to get there at all.
Right.
And you just add in like the absurdity of, I don't know how I ended up in this field, but I had to wait for all these cows to go by before I could get going. You know, of just like absurdity, ridiculousness, where people go, okay, almost like a Where's Waldo kind of, you know, like where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Right.
You know, like where else did she end up on this? Where's Emma? I just think of that, like, where's Emma? She's supposed to be here. Where is she? And each one is like this absurd kind of content.
Yeah.
Well, something that y'all were saying too, some things that are worth the wait is like finding that special somebody a little bit later in life. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't get married till I was 30, you know?
Right.
So you could like do interviews or have people send in their stories where they're, you know, they had to wait to find like the one, whether one of them was older than the other, or, you know, it was a guy that's, you know, older or a girl that's older, whenever, like it was worth the wait. Like, yeah, man, she was worth the wait. That kind of thing. Or, it took me longer to find him, but I'm worth the wait. Those would be fun, like little interview snippets and stuff where people could share that stuff. Some just like a different way of kind of showing that, I think it'd be kind of cool.
Those could be like, they could be like a pop-up video type thing too. You know, where you just show like these two couples or a couple together, these two people are a couple together, and like this age and this age just found each other. Mm-hmm. And then another couple and this and boom, like, you know, and it pops up. And just, Right. Says like met at a, you know, maybe a random something about how they met.
At his retirement party. No.
Yeah.
Met at his third divorce party.
Right.
Yeah. Yay. I mean, I think that could be really funny though, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a caterer at his third divorce party, you know, and just absurd sort of comedic sort of pop-up stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because right. Pop-up video, Emma, like, you don't even have to like the artist, but you're like, you're sucked into the story, you mm-hmm. know?
For sure.
So that's always a good vertical. I was thinking too, what about time-lapse videos of pregnancy?
Mm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool.
You know?
Yeah.
Or for that matter, like rapid-fire gender reveal parties, all the different sort of crazy shit people are doing now, the, you know, blowing up the balloons or this mm-hmm. or that, and everybody just so joyous and happy, because that would be like DNA for virality, because then people yeah. would take their gender reveal thing, sync it to that, worth mm-hmm. the wait.
Right. You know? Or even like babies that come late, later than their due date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Or just yeah. people that took a long time to get pregnant. I mean, so many people struggle. And it's a real thing yeah. to like, they try for years and then finally, boom, we got this little bundle of joy. I mean, it's a fun, like the song is super fun and has great mm-hmm. attitude and swagger, but then you can turn these other pieces too, that are like super heartfelt and emotional and really touching, which is a fun spin on that song.
And remember, this can be different than like the artistic music video thing, right? This could be just stuff that could go viral with that hook that maybe is in a way disassociated with your artistic vision from it, but it's mm-hmm. just, but people, you know, let them attach the emotion they want to attach to it. Right.
Right. For mm-hmm. sure. Whether it's yeah. love or.
We just want them to hear it a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just yeah. want to hear that hook a bunch.
Right. Yeah,
nothing that can be like, okay, so this is okay. Johnny, business guy. I'm just like, oh, like fertility companies theme song.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry. I'm over here like drinking wine.
There you go. With the way, well, you know, you mentioned it in the lyric with wines,
yeah.
wine companies,
like,
giving you like a montage or a time lapse isn't the right word, because it just, you sort of see something happen, but maybe time lapse of a grape ripening.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think of Lucille Ball stomping on grapes in that episode where
she's
making grapes. And, and then, you know, they show you the bottle of wine and it's like.
Oh, here's something too. Gary Vee, you know, when he did Wine TV on YouTube way back in the day, he would just like review wines.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're a connoisseur, you know, Emma, if there's something that you can at least give your opinion on wines, like do wine tastings and be like, okay, I'm opening up this whatever bottle of whatever, you know, was it worth the wait?
Right.
I want to give my opinion.
It was aged for like 8 years and I think it was worth the wait.
You know? That's really good.
But it could also be scotch, whatever, you know, any
sort of age. I'm not like drinking wine. It could be brands. Oh, wait.
That's great. I had this other idea too. And this might make you chuckle a little bit, but my mind just went there. Like, I don't know, for me, it was like back in middle school when they're giving you the talk about like abstinence, like having that up. Like
that's good.
Function, like, charm about it, want to be worth the wait.
Abstinence. That's really good. Wait to be in love, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
That could be a whole, what are they called, PSA?
PSA. Right. The more you know.
With the DARE program, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, just girls shaking off guys.
They know the drugs and where you're worth the wait.
Well, it's that moment, you know, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Right.
Yeah, the Georgia Satellite's saying. It's the girl going, I don't be worth the wait, but no, hands off, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. And that's a theme song for, oh my gosh, for every father of a daughter, for every daughter's father, right? Like, honey, listen to this song.
Like, yeah. Be worth the wait and wait forever.
Right. Wait forever.
Yeah. I say as a father of two daughters, yes.
How about Heinz ketchup? And redo the anticipation commercials? But I mean, you're young. I don't know if you've ever seen those, but Carly Simon had that big hit song, Anticipation. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but
I don't know if I've heard it, but
that became the theme song for Heinz ketchup commercials forever, because they would just turn the ketchup up and it would like,
know,
take forever.
And it was a glass bottle. You know, you could just squeeze it. It's like you have to, unless you get the butter knife in there.
And so you just sort of like, it's worth the wait. You know, that might be just sort of the like, cool for the lyric video or something. Like, you know, like 10 different people hold the bottle up like,
right.
Yeah.
Just waiting for it and the lyrics are popping up.
Yeah. And that just made me think of strip poker or something. So,
Brent, I love that you came up with that and not me. That's great.
Yeah. I'm hitting about, the water pretty hard tonight.
So, you know. How about this? Like, I just, you know, you're talking about the right person, right? Like, waiting for the right person. What about kind of doing a montage of like first dates, endless first dates, like catastrophic first dates.
Right.
And there's a lot you could say in that.
Catastrophic first dates.
Yeah. They're just like, what? Like you just sort of set it up like you're going to be on like, let's say a dating service, right? Mm-hmm. Like Match or something. And then you could bring out like, there's a boatload of people that are on these, right? And this is how Janelle and I met. So we both have stories like, you know, people that it's just the brochure is not the same as the ride when you first meet them. You're like, what the hell? They're way older. They're way shorter. There's something. It's not even the person in the picture. It's, you know, and just like, wait, what? Like, and then you end up meeting that person that you're like, hi, you know, like, what's up?
Right.
Which is like the, you know, just the whole concept of a short video or whatever of like the, this may be where you're going with that. I'm just now catching up, but like even scripted, over the top, all these bad, you know, swipe people showing up at your door and they're complete freaks and not, and you're like, that's not who I'm, you know, and, but then finally like the right person shows up.
Right.
You know, kind of thing where it's just, you know, over the top, like this is, that is not you in this picture kind of thing. It could be funny too.
Right.
You know, Screaming Trees did a video that was like really, really huge, with the bee. That little girl dressed in the bee outfit.
Oh, Blind Melon. That was No Rain.
Blind Melon, not Screaming Trees.
I remember that because that's how I felt when I got to Nashville, is at the end when she found her bee people.
Her beehive, right?
Yeah, she found her hive, yeah.
So it could be that kind of a thing, too, for people just trying to find their way in life. Like, where's the beehive that they're in, you know?
For sure.
There's a lot of that going on with gender dysmorphia and body dysmorphia. Right. And all that. And that could be a statement that could be a very cool, uplifting, fun way to tell a message. I think that'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or even like finding yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like even whether it's with whatever, you know, finally being like, oh yeah, like I'm worth the wait to myself to like finally be at the spot that I want to be at.
Yeah.
Or whatever cool. It is. Like now I found myself, I feel like I'm on the right path. I feel like I'm the person I want to be with the right friends, with the right people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about something artist specific that's very just recent and real for you? What about showing like all that the artist has to do to get to a show, right? In your case, to get to the Nashville Nights International Songwriting Festival,
right.
I mean, you had to fly from Nashville to Atlanta, from Atlanta to Amsterdam, from Amsterdam to Copenhagen, and then take a bus to the show. And then you're, you know, it's like to document all that and then have like maybe like a road show, you know, where you've got like the road crew setting up the stage and all these people are doing all this work so that you can come in for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of enjoyment. It's worth the wait. It's almost like it's also subconsciously saying worth the ticket price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I like that. Just from a.
Right.
And if you're touring around doing shows, you know, that's an unlimited amount of content of just basically travelogues of everywhere you're going. I mean, I can see like on TikTok or whatever, having the course under that. And, you know, you in every airport, driving down every highway, every turnoff, exit ramp. All that stuff of like on the way to I don't know, Crested Butte for show. And, you know, you're popping that up there and it's saying worth the wait and you're like 200 miles to go or whatever, the road signs or whatever. So like every time you post something like that, boom, there's another way to get that title out there. And
it'd be cool to show. I feel like a lot of people that don't do like what we do don't recognize like all the stuff that, like the behind the scenes stuff that goes into it. So that would be a really cool mm-hmm. thing to show, like, dang, like you gotta go here, do this, set this up, work on this song, like figure this out. And then it's like, you know, you're finally,
oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Like content of you writing the song, content mm-hmm. of you recording the mm-hmm. song,
right.
Content of, you know, radio tour and you promoting it and all the video stuff you got to shoot to put it out there. And then all that into that 3-minute piece of, yeah.
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 And that's interesting.
That is cool. And I think also like another thing that's worth the wait is not just for, maybe it's going to be worth the wait for you to do the show, but like to see the fans, you know, to have that mm-hmm. experience. Like, is there a way to show like the fans being worth the, cause you're having to wait to get,
oh, there's the twist. For the show, that's right? Brilliant.
That's really,
you're
good.
Setting it up like you're worth the wait for them. But in the end, you're
they're
like, oh,
worth
no,
the wait for
they're
you.
Worth the wait for me.
Because this show's going to be so much fun. And funny. Because that's of really you guys cool. kind of thing.
Right.
That's so money.
You know?
Yeah. That'd be, and that's a great way to spin it back. You know, on
about so them, nice. Yeah. mm-hmm.
I love it. And how about
really good thought? You know,
what about now? Another thing that I just thought that could have a lot of viral DNA would be like the most ridiculous, not troublesome, but trying, soul trying moments with your kids.
Oh, I was just thinking about Ruby Jean.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Just like kids melting down, kids like with you're tracking mud through the house, like getting into fights with one another. Like when your parents feel like they're just at the end of their rope and it's like worth the wait for them to grow up and actually be humans. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That could be fun. But I was just thinking of like, you know, things that make you wait. Like Ruby Jean, no sense of urgency in the morning. So she's in second grade. We're trying to get her like, come on, go, go. We got to go. Get your shoes on. Brush your teeth, and she just like la 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 nowhere, and you're like, "Come on, I'm freaking out here. We gotta go." And you're tapping yeah. your watch, and she's just like, "Oh, I'm just in no hurry. I'm just yeah. in my own little world of slow bliss,
right?
And I'm in hell, you know." So there's that kind of stuff, but she's the best too, you know. So, and I'm wondering, like, for like TikTok stuff or Instagram post stuff to drive interaction too, is like, what do you hate waiting on? It could be all that stuff about like, what makes you late? Like, what are you always late for? Why? You know, asking those questions for people to go, yeah, I'm always late for whatever because of this. Or like, what's your pet peeve? Like when other people make you wait and that drives you nuts, you know, stitch it on the end of this TikTok. Like what drives you nuts having to wait on other people? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. When my kid won't brush her teeth and get ready for school in the morning or what, you know, whatever. Whatever that is, everyone's going to have their own answers.
Really? Yeah.
But you're pushing up like a pet peeve button, right? Because people want to complain. Yeah. Right? So this is your chance to like let off some steam. Like what drives you crazy? Or confessional. What are you always late for? Mm-hmm. You know, what was the last excuse you made up for being late? The lie. You know, what's your go-to excuse for being late to something? Drop it in the comments or stitch it on the end of this.
Oh, I got it. How about... like just taking that and just shuffling the cards a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, start with your pet peeve of what you absolutely can't stand waiting for, but me, and then show you just being totally late for something, yeah. right? Like that self-deprecating sort of stitch thing.
Yeah,
for sure.
Or something like that could be.
That's cool too, because it's kind of simultaneous with the song because you are, I feel like the song is like, being self-deprecating enough to where like I own it, like I recognize that
yeah.
it's not cool to be late sometimes, but also at the same time, like, well, you know, I try and do a good job once I'm there or whatever it is, or be a cool person.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be a cool thing to be like, what's one thing that, you know, grinds your gears when somebody's, or you're waiting on something, and then what's something that you've done to be late or make other people frustrated, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
What are you waiting on? Like, what are you waiting on? Like that could be a question, you know, under that hook. Like, let me know what you're waiting on. I'm waiting on Mr. Right. I'm waiting on that promotion. I'm waiting to move to Nashville. I'm waiting for, you know, Jesus to come back. I'm waiting on, you know.
I'm waiting for this cocktail.
Waiting for the cocktail. Yeah.
That's great.
That, guys, we got like 30 freaking looks at this. I mean, there's a whole.
To keep people, to get people engaged, you know, on a personal level, which is something that. For me as an artist, you know, I feel like we're trying to concentrate on, at least for me, like writing the song, whatever. And then there's so many other things that come with it, especially when it comes to marketing wise. And those are, I mean, really great things to think about to get people involved with what you're doing.
Well, so, if people want to engage with you, Emma, what's your social media? Shout that out for everybody.
It's at Emma Zink. It's Emma, EMMAZINCK. And that's pretty much
it. So zinc, just like what you take for to fight COVID. And also it's got a K on the end. Z-I-N-C-K. EMMAZINCK.
It's good.
And that's just, it's just your name at Emma Zink across all the socials.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, cool. Well, Emma, thank you so much for doing this and doing it last minute.
Yes. It was worth the wait.
It was worth the wait.
I was the first one to say it. There we go.
There it is, man. Another great video content challenge. Guys, if you're an artist and you've got a track, it can be out already. If it's just about to come out, send that song, the track, and the lyrics into info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. Put VCC or video content challenge into the subject line so that it gets in the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And then we'll get you on the show. And after this episode, God, like, we could keep going for another hour here. Killer ideas. My goodness. Yeah. Like, we got a whole marketing plan put together for this song already, for crying out loud. You need to get the management team to listen to this one. Emma.
Right. First note.
Yeah. Like, share this with your socials, Emma, after this episode drops on Friday, and just ask them what their favorite ideas are.
There you go.
And they get to hear
all
the
song. All right, Emma, once again, thank you. You can get her at Emma, at Emma Zink, and we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks, man. This podcast exists because we want you to win, so keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
Social media.
Challenge accepted.